You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the BBS UK Annual Conference 2025. And I'm joined by a newly elected Chair of Trustees as of 2024, Emma Hughes. Emma, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Hubert. How are you?
I'm very good. So how are you feeling? Your first conference, it's finished now. We've had the closing remarks. How do you feel?
It has been a fantastic day, and it's just, you know, the weekend is still ongoing. This is our 32nd annual conference, and it really is a fantastic opportunity to bring together medical experts, professionals, families and individuals, and so we can share knowledge and experiences, learn from each other and connect, and it's been a fantastic day so far.
It's a fantastic atmosphere when I come to these conferences. We are currently sitting in a very social area. There's a lot of people mingling, and it's fantastic. Any particular talks that you thought stood out to you, or that particularly members really enjoyed?
Oh, well, I think all of us, myself and the members, have enjoyed all of the speakers and the presentations that we've had today. This morning we heard about some of the medical research and the gene therapy that we're hopefully going to be moving ahead with, which was fantastic. We've spent this afternoon listening to presentations from dietitians, from habilitation specialists. There has been really a fantastic array of different speakers and presentations that we've all been able to listen to and engage with.
We had also two personal perspectives. How important do you think it is, especially for people new with the syndrome, that they hear from people who have had their own experiences with the syndrome and managed to, you know, live perfectly great independent lives and go on various adventures, as we've heard?
Yeah, I think that's so important. I mean, it's so powerful to hear from people like Stefan, who spoke so well this morning about how he travels around and visits other countries and gets about. And that really can be inspiring for somebody who's maybe newly diagnosed and worried about how things may pan out for them in the future. So it's really important to have that lived experience and personal perspective.
This is your first conference as you've been elected Chair of Trustees during the last AGM in 2024.
Yes.
What made you want to go for the role of trustee?
I didn't really know a huge amount about BBS UK, and despite having worked in the sight loss sector for the past 17 years. But as I started to find out more and more about the fantastic work that this charity does, it's a truly small but mighty organisation, and it is driven, and all the staff are so passionate. I really wanted to get involved and support their work in any way that I could. And the Chair of Trustees role came up, and I decided to go for it.
How did you discover BBS UK?
Through my job at Thomas Pocklington Trust as Director of Services. We have various different service users and Sight Loss Council members who have BBS. So I knew of individuals with the syndrome, but I didn't know much about the work of the charity before I joined as a trustee.
And another question for you, you know, you've got hopefully a long tenure as Chair of Trustees. What would you like to achieve in your role, whether it's regarding to future work of BBS UK, but also these fantastic conferences?
Well, I would like to see us extend the size of the conference so we can involve more families and individuals. As many people who want to come are able to come. I'd like us to look at how we can expand our specialist advice service. So we need to look at our fundraising strategy, and I know that Tonya and the team are working really hard on that. So I think it's really exciting times for the organisation, and I think we can really work together, trustees and the staff team, to really look at the support that we can offer.
What would be your message to people new with the syndrome, or people, you know, newly diagnosed who've just found out about it and, you know, who are invited to the conference but are terribly anxious about coming?
I completely understand the anxiety, but I would say, and I'm sure anybody else who's at the conference this weekend would say, come and join us. Come and talk to other people who have been diagnosed with the syndrome, whose children have been diagnosed. Come and find out how we can support each other and benefit from this fantastic conference.
Fantastic. Emma Hughes, Chair of Trustees at BBS UK. Many thanks for joining us here at BBS UK Annual Conference 2025 here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Hubert.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.